Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about the Final Four. If you're a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That can be found at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Well, here we are, anxiously awaiting the semifinal and final games of the NCAA basketball tournament. We are also in the last few weeks of the semester, and you have your own Final Four to deal with. Okay, it's really more like a Final Five, but that doesn't have the same ring, and honestly, it just ruins my thing. So, as you approach the last few weeks of the spring semester, I'd like you to keep some things in mind. Very simple and very straight to the point. One, know where you stand academically right now. Don't let your course grade be a surprise at any point throughout the semester, even more so at this point in the semester. Right now, you've established a pattern of submitting assignments and taking assessments that hopefully have been graded and returned, or if they're not returned, they've been entered in some type of online grading management system like Blackboard or Desire to Learn or Angel or something. Worst case scenario, you can calculate your course grade using your syllabus. How do I know? Because I helped a student of mine do that today when she was unsure where she stood in her calculus course. Can be done. Secondly, after you know where you stand academically, be realistic about what the rest of your grades may be. Again, you've established a pattern, so it's pretty much known how you will perform on the remaining assessments. I mean, there's an ideal world and there's a lot of hope that we hold on to, but be realistic looking at your past performance as you predict your future performance. And, you know, it's a prediction, so there's no 100% case of certainty, but just look at what you've done so far, and more than likely you'll maintain that pattern towards the end of the semester. So, again, use your syllabus for the items that are remaining and calculate what your potential grade may be. Now, if you're on a point system, it might be a little bit easier because all you have to do in that instance is determine the points earned over the points possible. You have a target GPA or target percentage or something, and then you can solve for the unknown, which in this case would be some of the remaining grades. A weighted percentage grade is a little bit tougher, but whether it's point system or weighted percentage, it's all averages in algebra. So if you can't do it yourself, ask someone to help you with it, and I'm sure that at some point someone will be more than happy to help you calculate your final grade. Some instructors will actually put together a spreadsheet so that all you have to do is fill in things and it'll be ready to calculate it for you. I did that for my students because I knew that it would make it easier for them when I was in the classroom. Now, thirdly and lastly, employ the strategies that I've been mentioning for the past two semesters. Read. Do your assignments, study, and seek help. No matter how easy your first semester may have been, I'm sure the classes you're taking now are a bit more challenging, so I hope that in the very least you have a study group. I need not remind you about things like office hours, help rooms, tutoring, supplemental instruction, because I know you hear me say that enough and you don't want to hear me say it again. So those are the three things. One, know where you stand. Two, be realistic about what can be done. And three, use the study strategies, whether they come from me, from your academic advisor, from a poster that you see in your academic success center, or, you know, maybe another blog or website or something. Use strategies for studying. So May will be here before you know it, so you want to make sure you're doing things so that you can earn the best grade possible. And I don't want you to let the days and weeks slip away with you still using bad habits or being okay with not understanding content in your courses. The NCAA finals are serious, but your finals are another level altogether. A few more weeks to prepare, so let's make sure that you come out on top. Now, that's all I have for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here, as always, to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make this shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through the button on my website. That's www.tassel2tassel.com. You can also send me a direct email, and my email address is dr.deidre@tassel2tassel.com. I am going to also post some other things on my blog, tassel2tassel.blogspot.com, and you can check there for more information and suggestions. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time. Now, let's get college ready.